HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and travel around Colorado. This is my segment for April 20th through the 22nd, and wow, this is a busy weekend with everything from family-friendly festivals to jazz and science fiction. Eclectic, right? First, Earth Day is Sunday, and there are lots of events planned around the celebration of Mother Earth. To celebrate Earth Day in one of the most awe-inspiring places in Colorado, head to the Garden of the Gods. This Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m., there will be wildlife demonstrations, Native American dance performances, crafts, and live music. The annual Garden of the Gods park cleanup will be the same day. Go to gardenofthegods.com for more information and directions. Here in Fort Collins, Earth Day festivities will be held at Civic Center Park. There's a combination of activities planned, and families are encouraged to bring along the kiddos, with informational booths, arts and crafts, live music, speakers, local food, and a beer garden. It will be a great day to be in Old Town. Visit sustainablelivingassociation.org for all the details. There are many Earth Day events planned around Denver. The Museum of Nature and Science, one of my favorite museums in the country, has Earth-friendly family fun on Sunday with geodome shows, crafts, renewable energy activities, and more. Get info at dmns.org. The Denver Zoo, also one of my favorite places, is hosting a party for the planet on Friday, April 20th, from 10 to 1. Learn what local area students are doing in their own neighborhoods to save the planet. Learn more about this and other zoo activities at denverzoo.org. At the Denver Botanic Gardens, enjoy Family Fun Nights Earth Day Extravaganza on Saturday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. On the first Saturday of each month, from April to October, families have the unique opportunity to explore nature at night in the Mortical Children's Garden. Each month brings a new theme with performers. Get the entire lineup at botanicgardens.org. And by the way, this facility is one of the top-rated botanic gardens in the country, and you should plan to visit this season. Just don't forget your camera. There are a few Earth Day events at local parks, including Barr State Park on Saturday starting at 8 a.m. This is their 42nd annual Earth Day celebration and one of my preferred birdwatching areas in Colorado. Also celebrate at Mueller State Park near Divide on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 3. Parents and children are invited to enjoy activities like crafts and hiking. There are other events happening this weekend, including the Mead Rebay Festival on Sunday, April 22nd. I've previously mentioned this event that includes a bike race and a family-friendly festival. They have a large kids zone and bike tune-ups, so you should definitely bring the kids and the bikes to this event. Mom and Dad can enjoy the vendors and beer garden while the kiddos play to their heart's content. You can read all about the Mead Rebay Festival on HeidiTown.com. The 42nd UNC Greeley Jazz Festival is this weekend. This renowned event is one of the largest and most well-respected of its kind in the country. Music lovers can learn more at arts.unco.edu. That's arts.unco.edu. Trekkies take note. Starfest is this weekend in DTC. This is Denver's largest science fiction convention. There are 100 events taking place at three different convention hotels, and special guests this year include Jonathan Frakes of Star Trek fame. There's even, and I'm not making this up, a Klingon feast planned. I'm also telling you that as a lifelong Trekkie, I totally want to go to this event. Go to starland.com for the schedule, and maybe I'll see you there. Phew, I told you this was a busy weekend, and there's a lot more, but I'm running out of time, so be sure to tune into the blog and to HeidiTown's Facebook page this week for more information about what's happening. Remember, it's facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. I also tweet a lot of fun festival information, and you can follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown. Lastly, you can circle the town on Google+. If you missed anything today or need web information, I post a transcript of this show each week to HeidiTown.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, I will see you online or maybe at a festival near you.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.